A lot of people ask, how do you tell those stories, Grease? Well, it's Dial-A-Bit Monday, maybe a little insight. It's easy how I do it. Actually, I get inspired. What you do is you find a record, first of all, that's got some background music, like this one here. And then you listen to the background music, and oftentimes, the music itself will call to mind an event that actually happened in my wacky life. For example, this music here tends to remind me of my daddy! Always coming between me and Becky Lou Buckholtz. I remember one time we was going to the beach. It was a long drive to Ocean City. And there we was. I was driving. Becky Lou Buckholtz was in the middle. And Daddy was sitting by the window. Well, wouldn't you know, there was a big old breakdown on the bridge once again. And traffic was just bumper to bumper. Becky Lou said, I gotta go to the bathroom. Daddy said, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I said, I gotta go to the bathroom, too. I said, I know what we'll do. Y'all watch me now. I'll roll down my window like this here. Kind of tilt myself over. Now look at this. Ain't nobody can tell for sure what's happening. Watch this. Nothing to it, Daddy. He said, well, son, all right. Here I go. I said, Daddy, for crying out loud, you're supposed to go out your own window, not across Becky Lou out my window. Oh, God! Of course, Becky Lou's looking and going, my God! Ah! I said, Daddy, get that steaming stream out of her face for crying out loud. Are you out of your mind? Daddy said, can't turn it off now, boy. Can't turn it off now. I said, my God! In the back seat, grabbed the newspaper, laid it across Becky Lou's lap for when he started to taper off. You know how that is. Oh, I was mortified. Daddy was just grinning the whole time. He said, you like what you saw, Becky? I said, Daddy, you shut up. You just shut up, Daddy, before I knock you out. I'll knock you on your behind. Becky Lou said, y'all stop fighting. I still gotta go. I said, oh my God. I said, I tell you what, Daddy, I'm going to be watching you the whole time. I want your head out that window. Now I want you looking out that window. You hear me, Daddy? I want you looking out that window now. I said, all right, Becky Lou, and I dumped my Coke out the window. I this big old cup. I said, I'm sorry, darling, but it's going to have to do.
She said, well, all right.
I said, just tuck it under yourself. You be private. You got that dress on, honey. Just tuck it under yourself. Now hold your ears, Daddy, too. Hold your ears. I don't want you hearing nothing. Daddy's out the window, holding his ears. She finally cut loose. She said, Yeah. Well, you know, by that time, traffic started to let up, so I put the cup on the dashboard. Shouldn't have kept it there, because after a couple minutes, I had to turn on the defroster. Well, we finally got home. It was typical. Daddy had embarrassed me once again there. When we got home, we was all exhausted. You know how it is after you come back from Ocean City. You're just exhausted. So we come into the house without thinking. I threw my keys on the dresser, and suddenly I remembered the cup on the dashboard. I went running out there, but wouldn't you know, Daddy beat me to it. He was already standing in the driveway saying that. I said, Daddy, put that down right now, Daddy! And then he smacked his lips and said, zesty, very zesty, must have diabetes.
Grease, digging the grease, DC 101.
Yeah, a lot of